Oh, thanks, Chip. Thank all of you.
I want them to hear me.
And I'm going to let the, thanks so much. That was a lot of fun. Wow. I'm going to let the children of church will just kind of stay at their seats before they get down here. We got a lot of stuff up here, but I don't want to kind of get in the way. And I'll just talk to you from here for a minute before you go to your class. That was a lot of fun. It was great. Thanks all of you who played and sang and danced and did all those kinds of things. It's great to have you with us today. Let me ask you a question here. A couple weeks ago we put all this greenery up around here. I know a lot of you helped out on that. I saw a lot of you in here working on it. Who helped us out? Trim the decorate. Yeah, you did. I know Bridget and a lot of the others that you did. It looks really nice. We do this every year. I'm going to take just a minute or two to say kind of why this is done this way. You notice all this greenery around here. And that's very important at this time of year. I know over the last few weeks, I spent a lot of time out in my yard raking up leaves and putting them in bags to be taken off because the leaves, that part dies. But even our earliest human ancestors, way thousands and thousands of years ago, noticed something about this time of year, those who lived in this part of the country, that when a lot of the trees and leaves fell off, some things stayed green, and they stayed green all winter long. And they thought about that. They thought, how come these things, which we now call evergreens, the green stayed on them, and everything else looked like it just kind of died? And that was a reminder to them that even as the winter days got cold and snow came down like it did last night, that there was still some life going on that would come back again in the spring. So before there were ever what we now call Christmas trees, before there were wreaths like this that we've got up around here, we've got a very beautiful one outside, you may have seen that, long before those things were ever put up, thousands and thousands of years ago, our really early human ancestors gathered around greenery at this time of year to remind them that even though it looked like the earth was dying, that there was really life there and that life would continue on. So think about that. Think about the pieces of life, the sparks of life that are in you and that keep going even when things may seem kind of dark and cold for you, because that's what that greenery really stood for. What is it that makes you? What is it that keeps you going? What is it that makes you feel like there's some kind of greenery growing in you? Even as I say, life itself may seem kind of dull and drab. That's the reason these greenery were first put up, and that's why they later became kind of incorporated into what we now use as what we now call Christmas trees. Maybe some of you got those put up this weekend as well. Well, thanks again for all of you for being here today. It's really wonderful, and I'm going to let you go to your class now. And as we go, we're going to sing through twice as we leave this friendly place. What's the number on that, Jim?
414.
414. Most of us know it anyway. Let's sing that together. And thank you for being with us today. Thank all of you for welcoming our boys and girls, our children, into the service this morning.